Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin. This episode is sponsored by ReviewRobin, a review management software for marketing agencies to help you guys get your clients more positive reviews. You can check that out at getreviewrobin.com. Now, our guest today is Kevin Nelson of Social Surge Marketing, and today we are discussing what to do when you lose a client and the next steps to take to avoid this happening in the future and retain more clients for the long term. Kevin is the co-owner and head of marketing at Social Surge Marketing, which is a small digital marketing agency focused on helping small businesses with social media, SEO, and websites. Kevin has experience working with businesses from SaaS, B2B, and large retail to small local businesses and startups. Thanks so much for joining us today, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's dive into a couple questions so that we can get to know you a little bit. So tell our listeners, where are you tuning in from today?
I am from the Milwaukee area, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It is currently 7 degrees outside, so it is all of that Wisconsin winter weather for us.
7 degrees, wow. It is like, it was minus 30 the other day here. I'm in Ontario, Canada, and it's been so cold.
Yeah, you feel our pain then.
100%.
Yep.
So what gets you out of bed in the morning? What gets you motivated and inspired?
Ooh, that's a really good question just to kick this thing off. Really, it's just, every morning, what gets me up, gets me going every day is like, I'm a big family guy, so my family's a big focus. And, it's really that and working with our clients that, the agency world's so exciting, getting to own a business and own an agency makes every day super exciting. So
yeah,
it's kind of that unknown that gets me going as well. But it's an exciting world to be in.
Nice. And how did you originally get into digital marketing?
Yeah, I always knew I wanted to do marketing. Graduated college, got right into kind of the retail world. Actually
That's
moved
awesome.
Into sales for a little bit as well. Yeah. The sales part of my career was actually probably the most valuable part of my career.
Oh, yeah.
Just getting to know products so well and getting to understand the sales side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Moved into B2B marketing and that software as a service marketing from there. And that led up to kind of the start of our agency a few years after that. So.
That's awesome. So why did you start Social Surge Marketing?
Yeah, I started Social Surge Marketing with actually a very long time friend of mine, a friend that I've had since high school. And we both kind of always had the itch to start a business, but we never really knew what.
Mm-hmm.
We both kind of landed on a marketing agency just kind of based off of our backgrounds, that even though my co-owner Eric has a finance background, he knew how to build websites and knew kind of some coding and things like that. And I obviously came from the marketing world. So
mm-hmm.
We kind of just decided, worst case scenario, this will be something that we just do for fun. And as a little side hustle, we both kept our full-time jobs and ended up turning into what it is. So it's been
that's
a
so
fun
exciting.
Journey for that.
Yeah, that's awesome. What do you love most about running your agency?
Well, our clients are really all over the board. So we're a little bit different from that standpoint where we don't really focus on a particular industry or a particular, set of industries. We really have them all over the board from construction companies to personal trainers to restaurants. So it's really my favorite part just getting to, it's really getting to take on a different voice with every client. And, mm-hmm. Every day I'm pretending to be a different owner of a different business or taking on their voice and their brand. So it makes everything really exciting. Never a dull day.
Yeah, absolutely. And then what would you say are your biggest challenges that you encounter on a day-to-day basis?
Well, biggest challenges on a day-to-day basis, it's just making sure that we're communicating with clients. When we first really picked up our agency and really started to go full-time with it, it was right when COVID hit, about a year before COVID came around. So, getting to see people in person, to having to go all virtual and all the changes that all the businesses had to go through,
mm-hmm.
And now we're kind of re-experiencing that again, but it's, that has really been our biggest challenges, but we've definitely been able to continue to grow and come through it and really help a lot of businesses along the way too, which has been awesome.
That's awesome. So if you had one agency growth tip that you could share with any up and coming agency owners, what would that be?
Yeah, and actually we'll talk about this a little bit when we get into, you know, kind of our main topic here, but, you know, our biggest tip is really setting expectations.
That's huge.
You know, that was the thing that we found really early, was mm-hmm. that if you don't set the right expectations hard and fast and make sure that everyone's always on the same page with what the goals are and what everyone's expecting from everybody else, mm-hmm. that's a recipe for disaster. So making sure that we set expectations correctly really can, you know, save you from losing a client like we're about to talk about, but also it's just, you know, making sure that everyone's happy too.
Well, that's the perfect segue. So yeah, let's delve into our topics. We're going to be talking about what to do when you lose a client and what those next steps you can be doing to take to prevent that in the future. So tell me about your experience of losing your first client and what that was like.
Yeah, that's a good question. So, you know, the first one that I really remember is when we were still doing things part-time, we're still kind of growing our agency, you know, and this was, we were working with a like kind of like a local bar and restaurant. Mm-hmm. They were kind of niche because they were very into like soccer overseas. And just like they had a really cool soccer vibe at that bar. Ultimately what happened is I made a mistake that made the owner of that business very upset. To make a long story short, I put the wrong date on an event that was happening. We put all sorts of promotion behind it, and I put the wrong date on it. And then we ended up losing that client. So
yeah,
that's one of those, in, you know, stories like that, I feel like around or among agency owners are very taboo stories to tell. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to tell people that you made a mistake and you lost a client because of it. Mm-hmm. But really, you know, that one sticks out so large in my head because I realized at that moment, something's got to change. We have to change process. We have to change something to make this work a little bit better. So that's mm-hmm. really the first client that I can really remember. But I mean, again, we're an agency and every agency is going to lose a client from time to time. I think it's just something that we should be more open about and talk about a little bit more.
Absolutely. Every agency owner's done it. And it's you learn some of the best lessons by just learning from what went wrong and incorporating that into future work that you do. So do you really speak to these clients and figure out the issue they had so that you can make those adjustments to your process moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely. Where, you know, even no matter how difficult a conversation that needs to be or how, you know, bad of a kind of a breakup it's going to be between you and that client, you know, it definitely is worth it to always make that phone call. Always ask, let's try to identify what went wrong. Where did we go wrong? And I think it's important to make sure you go into that conversation as an agency owner and kind of swallow your pride a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's kind of in our nature to not want to take any of the blame. That wasn't my fault. Well, if I needed to get this from you or that from you. But really approaching those conversations and having that honest dialogue with a client, no matter how hard it's going to be, you have to be able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And there might even be other things you uncover along the way. Like there was like a problem with the process, like you not collecting information properly, but yeah, I'm sure there's like little other things that you would encounter along the way that you would uncover. So yeah, just having that conversation, I'm sure has been super helpful.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what other steps do you put in place to follow after losing a client?
Yeah, for us as an agency, what we found as a really good tactic is just kind of what we call retro. So just retroactively looking back at that client as a whole and understanding what happened. Mm-hmm. What we really try to do is make sure we set the precedent within those meetings that we're not here to blame people. No one's in trouble. We're not trying to call somebody out on a certain performance or anything along those lines. Yeah. We really just want to get to the problem of what the issue was. And really those retros have really been helpful enough in helping set that process, because when you're able to have that real honest conversation and say, all right, we made a mistake. How do we make sure that doesn't happen again? You can really easily find little nuances and little changes in your process that you might not have ever seen before.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. Do you have any other stories that you'd like to share about lost clients and those learning experiences that you've had along the way?
Yeah, for sure. So, and I'll give you kind of one good example too. It was actually fairly recently that we had a client that they were kind of in a very nuanced industry. And that's actually talking lightly. And I'll just give you actually even a little bit more than that. They were in an industry where they used horses to give people for therapy, not physical therapy, but actually like emotional therapy. And so like it was kind of a spiritual connection between horses and nature and the person to help people kind of with life coaching, I guess you could call it. Very niche industry. Yeah, and as an agency, we were helping them with social media and really starting everything from scratch. So everything was brand new pages, brand new company, brand new everything. Mm-hmm. And really, this comes back to that setting the right expectations, because in the beginning of that relationship with them, we kind of said, you know, in the first couple of months, we really want to just get to work, find out what's working, what's not working, and build your community. You know, and then later on, as we get further down the pipeline, we're going to start to talk real leads and what are these campaigns are going to look like and how are we going to get people to come in the door and contact you and learn a little bit about what you do. Because mm-hmm. It's not really that kind of thing you can learn about from reading a website, as you can kind of imagine there. But that was one of the situations where those expectations, after they were set, they weren't revisited enough.
Gotcha.
We didn't come back and re-ask, hey, how are things going? And even if they said, even if we did ask and they said, oh, they're great, we're loving working with you, we didn't ask those nuanced questions that we needed to ask in order to make sure that we were actually accomplishing the goals they wanted to accomplish and not just accomplishing the goals.
Questions that you should have been asking.
Yeah. So those questions that we should have been asking are, you know, are you getting what you were expecting, or have your goals mm-hmm. changed since we originally set these goals 2 months ago or 3 months ago? Those kind of questions, I think, phrased in that way versus just, are you happy, would have probably prompted a lot better responses and
That's
really got us on the right track.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because at the end of that relationship, we were able to put on an event, get them some leads in the door. But by that point, it was already too late. It was already something that they had their minds made up and their expectations had not been met. Mm-hmm. So then we ended up losing that client. So it's one of those things that then we were able to go back, retro it, identify, hey, we should have asked these questions. Mm-hmm. We should have made sure to revisit these things sooner. We shouldn't have just taken their answers of, oh, we're happy and, oh, everything is going great as just at face value. We should have dove deeper into those things and tried to identify problems ahead of time.
Yeah, absolutely. So were you able to, you know, put reminders to your other clients then to be following up with them after X amount of time and asking those specific questions to them?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think kind of that next step, when you do that retro and lose a client, that next step is to look at the rest of your client base and mm-hmm. understand who is this happening with right now that we might not be noticing.
Yeah.
And really going into a deep dive there and trying to see if you can, you know, get in front of a problem before it happens, which I think is just something we learned through that experience as well. And like working with the team on that and just trying to identify those cues.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a good, you know, that's why it's so important to go back and look at all of this stuff.
Yeah. So it really comes down to just having that ongoing communication and managing expectations pretty much at the end of the day. Those are like the main things.
Yeah. And I mean, not every client you're going to lose is because of those things, right? Sometimes things just happen. You know, we had a client that we had really early on that just chose to close her business. Not because
yeah.
things weren't successful, but you know, I think sometimes as an agency owner, or a lot of agency owners take a look at something like that and say like, oh, well, that's not my problem. That wasn't my fault. When it might not have been, but there's still something to be learned from that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still something for you to go back and take a look at and understand. So that way you can identify those things and, you know, try to help yourself later on.
Do you ever try and revitalize the relationship and bring them back on as a client, or when they part ways, it's just the relationship's been severed?
You know, we don't usually go back and revisit it a lot. Sometimes we will, definitely. You know, I feel like it's kind of like a breakup in real life with a relationship, right? Where like, you want to go back to that person right away. You might come off a little creepy, like, hey, I just kind of broke up with you. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
But it's certainly something that we still maintain relationships with a lot of the clients that we've lost.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I mentioned earlier, we still see them at local events and things because they are a local business here. We still have great talks with them. They're great people.
Mm-hmm.
And if they definitely wanted some services again, we'd be happy to do that with them. Yeah, it just kind of, I guess it depends on the client and who they are. But a lot of the times, you know, sometimes that is just the end of the relationship. So.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then, so what do you do? So then you got to go out looking for new clients. Does that really like motivate you, sort of light a fire under you to go find more clients to be replacing them? What does that look like after you lose a client from that respect?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That's a, you know, a good way to put it too, right? It lights a fire for a lot of the clients that you might already have
mm-hmm.
To say, you know what, we don't want that to happen again. I am a self-described as one of those people that kind of wears their heart on the sleeve a little bit, takes things a little personally, even though I shouldn't. So, you know, I'd be lying if I said I haven't lost a little bit of sleep over losing clients over the years, just because I feel sad and disappointed that I, you know, might have done something to, you know, further not have done something for their business. So, you know, for me, it's always like, I'm going to make sure that that doesn't happen again. I'm going to make sure that whatever mistakes or processes that didn't meet the needs or their expectations, that's going to be something that we look at very hard and very seriously and make changes to make sure that everyone's happy really at the end of the day.
Yeah, definitely. And it's good to be like that. It's not always easy to deal with it in the moment, but when you care that deeply about your clients, you know, it comes across in the work that you're doing. So it's a really great quality to have at the end of the day.
Yeah. And like, you know, you're right that it's, you know, at the end of the day, you care about your clients. And even at the end of the day, then that makes even losing a client almost a little bit easier because you know that they're doing what they think is best for them. And if that's what they think is best for them, then, you know, we want to make sure that people succeed because their businesses, especially the small businesses we work with, those are their livelihoods. Those are just as equally a part of them as anything else is.
Yeah, definitely. So do you have any actionable tips or advice that we haven't already discussed to help boost client retention?
Yeah, from a client retention standpoint, I think that what we find to work the best is just, again, making sure that you have that constant stream of communication. Mm-hmm. And I think as an agency owner, it's really an attitude of making sure that you put that onus on you. That if a client doesn't get back to you, let's say you need approval on something and that client doesn't get back to you, it's not okay for you as an owner or as a person working at the agency to say like, well, I did my part. I just have to wait for them. Mm-hmm. We adopt a mentality here that is on you. They're not getting back to you and you haven't exhausted every avenue to try to get communication. That's a you thing. That's not a them thing. Because they're small business owners. They have a lot of other things going on as well.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, for us, that's kind of a big part of client retention is just making sure people are happy and making sure people are communicated.
That's awesome. So what are some other ways that you are working to proactively grow your agency?
Yeah, right now it's really working on like our web presence things. I think it's practice what you preach a little bit when it comes to the agency world, right?
Working on your own marketing.
Exactly. Making sure that you're out in the marketplace doing those things as well. We love putting on events. It's one of our favorite things to do. Put on even like a local event in a ballroom at a hotel.
Oh, that's awesome.
Make sure that people have the information that they need. Mm-hmm. So things like that we work on quite a bit, especially as an agency that works with a lot of local businesses. Mm-hmm. We're really just doing things like this as well, making sure that, you know, you're out there communicating who you are and what you're all about.
Yeah, definitely. So what kind of networking efforts do you put in place then for meeting your clients, prospective clients?
What do you mean, like going out to networking events or actually going to see our clients on a regular basis?
Yeah, I guess like what are you doing to be getting out there and meeting new clients aside from the events that you put on?
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, I encourage people, especially if you're an agency that works locally, to go, you know, check out your area chamber of commerce. They always have events going on and always make sure that you're out and about with different events. There's always so many events and it's so old fashioned for a lot of people, especially for us in digital marketing.
Yeah.
Right? That's like, oh, well, do I really have to go in person? I can't just run a Facebook ad or I can't just run an email campaign. Like, no, the best way to go out is to meet people.
It's still the most powerful. Having that face-to-face interaction is so powerful.
Yeah, I completely agree with you there. So it's a lot of just going out there and making sure that we're meeting people where they are and just kind of enjoying that part of the process too.
That's awesome. And where do you see social surge marketing in 5 years' time?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, right now we're growing pretty quickly. So it's been a lot of fun over the last couple of years as well. Mm-hmm. Love just kind of continue to grow, continue to build a great team, continue to build like a portfolio of really good clients, keep most of them, of course, with our retro process, but of course not lose too much sleep over if we lose one.
Yeah.
You know, we've been very thankful. We've had about over 90% retention the last 2 years. So that's been really great to kind of maintain those relationships. Yeah. And it really has to do with taking those clients seriously that we do lose and really understanding how we can make sure that we're servicing the rest of our clients the best way that we can.
Mm-hmm. What has been your experience of running your agency during COVID?
Yeah, it's been interesting to say the least.
Yeah.
You know, when we, like I kind of mentioned, we were in that growth phase really at the beginning of COVID. So we kind of were sitting around looking at each other saying, what do we do? We were there very blessed in the way that most of all of our clients were able to stay open. We did lose a couple of clients as a part of that process. That retro is really easy to understand.
Yeah, so common.
Definitely. But we were able to, you know, because of a lot of that stability, we were able to give clients through marketing services and things. They were able to keep a lot of their doors open. But then it was a slow build as people began to get more confident in their businesses again. Mm-hmm. I think that was maybe the biggest step for people is to understand, okay, the world's going to get back at least a little bit to normal, as we found now another few years later, hasn't fully been that way.
No.
Nope, not at all. But it's, you know, making sure people are confident in their businesses. We were, again, very lucky that we were able to maintain that growth and end up where we are now. So,
Yeah. And it's, the digital marketing industry has just exploded with COVID. So it's, you know, without that industry, so many businesses would have gone under. So it was so critical to so many small businesses.
Yeah. And that's what we saw as well with, you know, people who didn't sell online before, now we're selling online. People who, restaurants who maybe you couldn't order food online, now needed to have that happen online. So, you know, we definitely offered help to anyone who needed it, kind of free of charge, trying to just kind of keep people alive and moving during that time too.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, we are getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but first we have the Fast Five, which are five rapid fire questions. So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
My favorite book, it's How to Win Friends and Influence People.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I make sure I read that book at least once a year, and I'm not a big reader, so that's a big deal for me.
That's a pretty long book. It's an old book too. So, but yeah, there's so many good gems in there.
Absolutely, for sure.
Yeah. And what does your morning routine look like?
Yeah, I wish I had something really fun and inspirational to talk about how I get motivated and make my bed right away and go work out. But it's not quite that systematic. So, you know, I do have a 2-year-old daughter. So a lot of times we're up, you know, getting her ready for things, but I'm usually up around 5 a.m. You know, wake up after a couple of different alarms, start working right away, get a couple hours of work in, and then kind of ease my way into the morning from there. So,
When you have kids, it is so hard to have like a set morning routine because they wake up at different times and mornings are usually a little crazy.
Yep, exactly. But we get there.
Yeah, exactly. Is there a CEO that you follow or study?
No, there's really not. Obviously there's kind of the big ones that are out there that a lot of people listen to and follow. You know, I have my own personal mentors that I probably listen to more than anything else.
Okay.
Because I just feel like, you know, there's a lot of CEOs out there, a lot of successful people, but you know, ultimately you have to do it your way too.
Yeah, so, absolutely. So. And what is your favorite online tool?
Well, I'm going to be a thing that a lot of people know about, which is Canva, obviously.
Yes.
But man, I love Canva. It changed everything as far as kind of even our agency. And I'm not ashamed to say that my agency uses Canva.
Canva's make sure awesome. That
yep, exactly. So it's my favorite system to use. We hold all of our clients' branding in there.
Yep.
Makes our lives a lot easier. So if you don't already have that, that's where I'll point.
Yeah, no, I was all about Adobe, the Creative Suite. And then, as soon as I discovered Canva, it's like, obviously you still need Photoshop and Illustrator for certain things, but Canva is such a time saver. It's awesome.
Absolutely. For sure.
Yeah. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
I think for me, the biggest thing had to do with how much confidence plays into career success.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think that a lot of new professionals come into their positions and feel like they need to be someone who just shows up, does their job, and leaves.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I think just making sure that you speak up early on in your career, having that confidence to do that, just remember that you're there to get paid just like everyone else is.
Yeah.
So your 2 cents needs to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
I think early on, that would have saved me a lot of effort as well.
Yeah. And I think that translates to, you know, once you go into business for yourself as well, having that confidence when you're selling your services, because it can be daunting, you know, cold calling and pitching your services and getting out there. But yeah, just having that confidence and really standing behind your product, what you're selling, is huge as well.
And I think it kind of ties even back into what we just discussed, which is, you know, have confidence in yourself and your abilities means that you can take that honest look at a client that you might have lost and say, how could I do better? That comes with confidence more than anything else. So that's my answer there.
Well, that is a perfect full circle moment. So
that's right.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Kevin. It's been really great chatting with you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me again.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.